It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The crones, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin. The wedge of the actual fruit is covered with that thick, dark chocolate. You know?
Oh, boy. How'd you write the stuff one that I'm in a donut?
Milka.
How about peanut butter and jelly on a chocolate-covered graham cracker?
Mm-hmm. With thin layers of banana on top.
Ooh, yum, okay. Yum. Thank you. Hey, before we get rolling here, I got a pair of tickets for you to see The Who live at the Verizon Center Monday, November 3rd.
Cool.
Get your tickets beginning this Friday morning at 10. Visit LiveNation.com to get them. Right now, 877-365-3636. Be caller 100, and you get a pair of tickets to see The Who live, Verizon Center, Monday, November 3rd. Looking forward to that. Before we get rolling with our last segment of Buzz here, our friend The Belcher has been at it again, ladies
Yay.
And gentlemen.
He strikes again times two.
We have two selections.
Yes, we do.
Let's listen to our friend The Belcher calling wonderful radio personalities.
In these world forums and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Papa doesn't have a chance in doing anything that, you know, that this world doesn't want him to do in these big powers and whatnot.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there for now. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
What not?
Good afternoon, Talkback. You are up next. Hello. You're on the air.
Afternoon.
Yes.
Yes, the last caller and whatnot said a few poignant things. I don't want to comment completely.
Very good. No, very funny. It would not have been a throwdown had we not had at least one for the afternoon.
Throwdown.
You are up next. Hello.
So there's the first one. That was our friend Hugh Hamilton.
He gets the same guys all the time.
Yeah,
I love it.
You.
And then you want the second one is
The old guy. Let's
I believe
that.
It's your favorite personality.
I love this guy.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you?
Okay.
Good. I just wanted to contribute to the George Carlin conversation. Years ago, I worked in film, and I worked on an HBO special called Jammin' in New York that was shot at the Paramount. So we got to spend a couple of days around George Carlin and watch the man just be a real person. He was a nonstop thinker. I don't want to say taught me the seven dirty words, because those are things you learn on the streets of New York. But, you know, my favorites being the other three that he adds to the seven, which now you can see on the radio and TV, which are fart, turd, and twat, my absolute favorites. But
I don't know whether you can say them. I'm not so sure. You didn't say them. I hope you didn't say them.
No. But have you listened to the Mike O'Mara show yet? Whoopee!
I was afraid something like that was bound to happen.
There you go.
That's our Belcher, buddy. Keep them coming. I love those. I truly do.
Yes, you douchebag.
Buzz, I hate to go to you now because I know you're going to talk about scary airplane stuff, and I don't want to hear any more scary airplane stuff.
Well, relax and enjoy. These are fun, scary stories.
Okay, I'll be the judge of that. We'll see what happens.
All right. Three stories. Here's the first.
All right.
A passenger jet had to make an emergency landing at an air show in Ohio Sunday. A Northwest 757 out of Tampa reported engine trouble.
I sounded so dumb when I said
you did.
That. That's because I'm scared.
It would have been better if you pointed to the sky when you said it.
Big jet 757. That's a 757. That's a big one.
Is it a big one, John?
Yes, it is.
You're an idiot.
Thank you. Right.
Silver Spirit cross sky
at an air show, so it's landing in an airstrip.
Right, exactly.
I mean, really, the air shows, that's where they have them.
Well,
that's a good idea, I think.
Airstrip, Dayton International, same
thing.
We
had one at a mall once, and it wasn't as successful.
Officials had to stop the air show that was underway in Dayton, Ohio, so that the plane could land safely. The 180 passengers and 6-member crew took a bus the rest of the way to Detroit.
And you're not going to tell me what was wrong, are you?
Just engine trouble. That's all anyone's been told until there's an investigation.
I'll be done. I swear to God, if that ever happens to me, I will be officially done. I will be John Madden.
Oh, you'd
I will
love
figure
it.
Out ways
you would love
to
it.
Get across the country. I would love it if there was engine trouble and the plane
and
had
you
to
were,
land.
And you were landed safely in the middle
well,
of an
Well, of course,
air show?
I'd be happy if I didn't blow it's up and burst should, into flames,
you
Rob.
You would love it. You would say, thank God I've been touched by the finger of Christ himself. I lived through this.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
And it would be material for the show.
Yeah, but it still would freak
you. You could
me
have
out.
A whole break.
757 is the plane I flew on over vacation as well.
You ever? I hate those planes. I hate them.
Isn't that the one that Greenberg said a lot of them go back to the '50s?
Yeah, they're well, they're not the '50s. I think those might be 727s.
Right.
But the thing I hate about 757s mm-hmm. is they really are sardine cans in the sky.
Yeah.
Even if you're sitting up lucky enough to sit up in the front of the plane, you're kind of jammed in there, and they right. can cram a lot of people on. That's what they were designed for.
Mine was actually rather spacious. They'd move the seats out a little bit, I think.
Mine was spacious.
Mine was the best flight I've ever had. In fact, I think it's the most incredible airplane I've ever been on, and that's my life. I'm Billy Bush of the Mike O'Mara Show.
The drink cart was full of $20 bills.
Hey, guys, before we proceed with Buzz and all that crap, let's say congratulations to Jamie Trace of Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Tracy James.
Jamie was caller number 100. He wins a pair of tickets to see The Who live at the Verizon Center Monday, November 3rd. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets beginning this Friday morning at 10. Visit LiveNation.com to get them. So now back to Mr. I Love 757s, even though they smell like urine.
Okay, second story, second air scare story. This one very, very short, two little sentences. Are you with me?
All right.
It was the FAA's own airplane that skidded in on its belly at Salt Lake Airport on Monday. The landing gear had collapsed.
He loves it. He absolutely loves it. That doesn't bother me.
Now, a landing gear? Now, you see, that would flip me out.
Well, it's passenger jet that scares me. It's something right. that I could be on that scares me. I'm not going to be on an FAA plane.
What if you were doing a remote broadcast for the FAA?
No, they're just the people who set the safety standards.
They canceled that one.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, somebody wants to. We've got somebody from the FAA that wants to come in here
really?
Right now.
Okay.
If we can.
That's great.
Can we turn that door up there? Yeah.
Bring him in.
I'm really happy about the FAA.
You should be.
I have a question. Is FAA abusivism?
It's abusivism.
What does it stand for?
I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking.
I don't either.
Me neither. I thought maybe you had something, Gary.
That's all I have to ask is, what are you thinking, Rob?
I'm thinking it stands for fun always aloft.
Here's my abusism for today.
All right.
Fart. F-A-R-T.
Okay.
Free and really tired.
What? Is that you?
That's abusivism.
Okay, it's abusivism.
I suck. It's simple. Use certain kindness. That's another abusivism.
That doesn't make any sense.
Retard. Good. Really easy to act really dumb.
That is.
What do you think?
That works pretty well. It's one of your best ones, I think.
And bung.
Bung?
Bung.
Beautiful, ugly, naturally glorious. Thanks a lot.
You write those?
I wrote them. No,
who are you?
Joe Ardinger.
Okay. And they're Ardingerisms.
All right. No more scary airline stories.
Oh, no, I have to. I said there would be three, and so right. here comes the third.
All right. Well, the FAA thing's over, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. What's the third one?
All right. You don't hear this every day.
What?
A three-airplane collision at Baton Rouge Metro Airport in Louisiana.
Well, it couldn't have been that big a deal because we didn't hear it, like, early in the show.
A mechanic pushed a wrong button. Instead of running the engine on a low setting for cleaning, he accidentally set the engine for takeoff speed, and it slammed into two other parked jets. No one got hurt, but he did about $100 million damage. Charlie.
I wasn't thinking.
Uh-huh.
Charlie, welcome back from Baton Rouge.
Hi.
Thanks. I didn't make the mistake easy, though, you know?
No.
I was thinking about the movie.
What movie?
Space Jam!
Have you seen it yet?
No, but it's out of this world.
Do you love it?
It's yeah.
excellent, Charlie.
Space Jam!
Space Jam. What does Baton Rouge mean?
Hey, tomorrow on the show, you're going to have fish that eat your feet.
That's right. Will you come in for that?
I will, Rob.
Thank you, Charlie.
That's you!
Wear a helmet.
God, what's his deal?
I don't know what's going on with him.
Go to any town and somebody will tell you the drivers here are the worst. Don't listen to them unless you live in Washington, D.C., A new study from Allstate shows D.C. drivers are in more accidents than drivers in any other city in America. Here's one now. And the D.C.
Toyota.
The D.C. suburbs of Arlington and Alexandria are nipping at D.C.'s heels.
Hey, what's going on this side?
You mean nationally?
Nationally.
That they're ranked separate and all three of them are in the top?
Top 12. Yes, all three
no
are in the top
kidding.
12. That is true. See, your average D.C. driver has an accident every 5.5 years, and naturally there's some folks out there having wrecks even more often than that, bringing down the average.
These accidents, are they biological?
Hello, Chris. Yes, I'm sorry I'm running late. I just had to tell you. I'm putting on my makeup, and I wanted to let you know that I will not be at my federal job today because I... Oh, no. What could have happened on Route 66 as I was driving along?
What happened, Libby?
Libby Kincaid.
With two Ks.
on, Libby.
Libby. These statistics, these numbers make D.C. drivers 84 times more likely to be in an accident than folks in, say, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which happens to be the town with the safest average in the country.
Well, Sioux Falls, there's an accident in Sioux Falls.
Don't worry, I'm all right.
I dropped the light bulbs as I was coming out of the mercantile.
I'm all right.
Everything's going to go, but in Washington, bad.
There you go.
Hello, D.C.
Call the chiropractor, Dr. Gold.
Knock your socks off. Paul Gold.
Of course, D.C. is the nation's second most congested traffic city. Tied. Not that kind of congestion, Rob. We're talking about cars. Cars.
Sorry. Anal congestion.
Atlanta and San Francisco are tied for second place. Los Angeles still leads for congestion. Suburban D.C.'s Alexandria and Arlington came in 11th and 13th as the most dangerous cities, according to AAA.
Okay, one more time. Like that guy out in L.A. that's on the TV, does the traffic. Let's be careful out there.
That Stain?
Yeah, okay, be careful. On the 4, on the 5, on the 4, on the 5, on the 4, on the 5. Let's Stain, be careful out there.
Stain Kincaid.
Yeah, Stain Kincaid.
With 3 Ks. As the Democratic Convention in Denver draws closer, the city's doing a number of things for its homeless population. It set up a voter registration drive at the shelters and clinics.
Very nice.
It's expanded shelter hours and added big screen TVs for watching the convention. And it's giving the homeless free passes.
It's not fair to the homeless what I just did.
No.
I apologize. And my finger slipped.
I thought it was fair.
You know, around the homeless, though, that might be like a squirt of air freshener.
Thank you.
That's nice.
So they're signing them up to vote. They're putting in big screen TVs so they can watch the convention at the shelters.
Right.
And the city of Denver is giving its homeless free passes to the zoo, the museums, and local movie theaters.
Feels like not that funny.
That'll keep them away from the convention center.
Well, it's very nice of them to do that. What a lovely gesture.
The Wichita Wingnuts had their...
Wingnuts baseball!
Oh, I got the Wingnut fever!
Wingnuts update.
We're going to get Klaus Beauchamp on the show, I believe.
Cash Beauchamp.
I know, I was saying
Champ
Klaus Beauchamp.
I think it's Champ Beauchamp.
It's Champ friendly, right?
It is. It is Bill...
With four Ks.
Sparky Beauchamp. And Bethann, not in the headphones, please.
Although I dug the
Bethann,
echo.
What is the update on Cash Beauchamp?
Mike, his name is Whitey Kincaid.
Yeah. Sparky Ugly will be coming on the show. I think so. What's the status with our Wingnuts
Babe
manager?
Tier.
Well, first of all, his name is Cash Beauchamp.
Cash Beauchamp.
Okay.
It's spelled Beauchamp.
Yeah, but that's how you pronounce it.
Cash Beauchamp. Beecham, Buzz. You should have known that. It's Cash Beecham.
In Kansas, it must be Beecham.
Yes, it's Beecham.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Even though it's spelled Beauchamp.
I know. No. That's actually the correct pronunciation.
That would be in Louisiana.
I just wanted to give you one of those. Hey, we got a motor here.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Bethann.
All right.
I had to make a decision whether it was going to be Milka today or Cash.
Oh, Milka was better.
Yeah.
And I have his cell phone. He's traveling there.
All right. Cash Beecham.
Yeah, the Wingnuts had their first shutout in team history last Thursday night, beating the Fort Worth Cats 1-0 in 11 innings.
Way to go. Thanks for the Wingnuts update, Buzz.
Did the game Fort Worth show up?
Delayed nearly a half hour in the top of the 11th when the lights in left field went out. Someone turned them on, and the game continued.
I hate it when that happens.
Finally, a couple of practical jokers are behind bars after setting their buddy's crotch on fire.
Yeah, Mike.
They rob.
Alcohol was apparently involved. Jack and Matt thought it would be funny to pour cologne on the privates of their friend Elliot, who had passed out, and set them on fire. Sadly, because Jack was already on parole, he's now going to prison for 2 years for this prank.
Who was their friend's name? Who did they set on fire?
Elliot.
And that counts as content.
Get a little dizzy there. I think I'm hyperventilating.
See, his job is harder than it looks.
Yeah, really. It really is. Thank you.
Congestion.
Jack was already on parole. He's going to prison for 2 years for the prank. His fellow fire starter gets only 45 days in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, Elliot has second-degree burns on his thing.
Good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Oh, sorry, wrong thing. That's
Don't
what I
call.
Wanted to play.
Don't call.
Do not call. We already gave away the prize. Great show today, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
it was
Mike.
Wonderful talking to Paul Gold. I'm sorry, Paul Fishbein.
Fishbein.
Of the adult video news, AVN, as he wanted me to call
That's right.
Also, Milka Duno, hot IndyCar driver. Love talking to
Milka.
Her. And thank you for your poems. I appreciate that. Great show today. We will be back tomorrow with more fun and more thrills. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Bethann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Artinger. Our show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Indy Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with a little verse myself.
Yay! Ah.
What a great cocktail we mixed up for you. Porn news and poetry, some of it new. We hope you enjoyed it, and it tasted neat. But I'll drink my Milka, because my Milka's sweet. Yeah, baby. We'll see you tomorrow with another good show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.